Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Umere na nitong Webes ang bagong Australian TV series na The Unusual Suspects na patuloy na mapapanood sa SBS at SBS On Demand. Apat na episode ang pinagbibidahan ng mga Filipino at Australian actors. Nakakwentuhan natin si Aina Dumlao, Lina Cruz, Michelle Vergara Moore at Susanna Downs. Pero this time, atin namang sisiyasatin ang mga naging kaganapan sa pagbuo ng serye sa tulong ng Filipino film writer na si Von Patiag at direktor na si Melvin Montalban. Mula sa pagdidirect ng short films, TV commercials at music videos, mas naging makabuluhan ang bawat eksena para sa direktor ng The Unusual Suspects na si Melvin Montalban. Sa bihirang pagkakataon kasi, isang bahagi ng buhay ng mga Pilipino ang tinatalakay ngayon sa bago niyang obra.
You know, I feel very lucky and grateful because for me personally, it's a new opportunity. I've never directed TV before. This is my first TV hour and but I feel like it's been a long time coming. You know, I've been working as a director for almost 20 years. Just been, you know, toiling away. But then for this opportunity to come up that was not just a genre action-packed sort of story, but also Filipino. It felt like just the timing was right and I was, you know, that I was ready for it and I felt very ready for it.
Dahil sa oportunidad, mas naging bukas ang marami na pag-usapan ng mga issue sa likod ng iba't ibang lahi. Ganon din ang pag-unawa sa mga karanasan at kwento ng bawat migrant.
For me, as a migrant who was raised here from a very young age with two migrant parents, but I don't speak the language, I never felt I didn't feel like I had a home either side. And I feel like that conversation has essentially been my whole life. So I don't feel like they're specific to Filipino culture, they're just specific to me. So when I saw this show, when I read these scripts, I could connect with the feeling of wanting to have the conversation. I didn't know what the conversation was going to be, but I knew that it needed to be had. And so to see that opportunity, sort of like, well, I know there's going to be hardship and sometimes it's going to be difficult, but that's what it means to be a person of color and a storyteller.
Isa naman sa mga script writers ng serye si Von Patiag. Kilala ang Western Sydney storyteller sa pagbuo ng mga kwento mula sa mga taong hindi nabibigyang pansin sa lipunan. Sa pagkakataong ito, kasama niyang isinulat ang kwento ng mga kababayan nagsusumikap sa buhay habang nasa ibang bansa.
Yeah, I'm always drawn to stories about, I call them in-between people. So, you know, it's like people from marginalized backgrounds, POC stories, queer stories, just people who slip through the cracks of representation. And I think, I'm always interested in very specific storytelling because I think the more specific you can go, the more universal that story will be. In the Australian landscape, you know, when we talk about our film industry, there is this pervading sense of what Australian is. But I think now is the perfect time to really look in your own backyard and see what stories aren't being told, because I think we're at a point now where we're really begging to see different ideas of what Australia means.
Aminado ang dalawang Pinoy creatives na hindi madaling makapasok sa mainstream TV industry. At kahit sila, dumaan rin sa maraming pagsubok para maiparating ang mga kwentong malapit sa atin, patungo sa mas maraming manonood sa Australia.
It was actually, you know, on a few levels, one being not having done it before, and that's not necessarily being a person of color, just in terms of experience. You know, I think in general, Australian TV can be a bit risk averse. It's difficult for networks to take chances, but in this regard, I feel like this show was so unique. Hopefully they did see that it's a new blood is what's going to, you know, really bring it to life.
On this show particularly, it's that trusting my own voice was more powerful to guide myself in how to navigate the industry, rather than trying to, like, you know, please the production company or please every other producer. So, But yeah, I think like, I mean, a large part of my practice as a filmmaker is about inclusive practice, like creating safe spaces.
Sari-saring stereotyping din ang kanilang naranasan sa industriya. Kaya't magandang pagkakataon ang pagkabuo ng The Unusual Suspects para maipakita nilang maraming kayang gawin ang Filipino talents at creatives.
I mean, I always see Australia, especially the Australian film industry, like there are a lot of intersectional issues, you know, like I still live in Western Sydney and are 90% of film crews from the north or the eastern suburbs, probably, you know, so when they meet someone from Western Sydney, it's just like, oh, what is this person doing here? You know what I mean? Like it, but I think like what I hope is that, especially on this set, you know, with me and Melvin being on set every day, we're kind of making it more commonplace to see different sort of people on sets. And you know, one of the most instrumental things I worked on was getting like filling out all our attachments, you know, and I just wanted to flood the attachments full of like Filipino women because there's not enough Filipino women in the Australian film and TV industry. So I think like we have to look at what chances we can also use to create more spaces for other people as well.
You know, really the main challenge is really finding a balance. Australia does have large white audiences as well as multicultural audiences, and I also feel like there needs to be a conversation between the two, and multicultural stories don't always exist in a bubble. And I think this show reflects that in particular because our Filipino characters live and work in predominantly white spaces. To have a show that's reflecting that conversation and that dynamic.
Hindi rin biro ang pinagdaanan ng mga tao sa likod at harap ng kamera para mabuo ang isang serye sa gitna ng pandemic. Sa kabila nito, matagumpay naman nilang naitawid ang bawat eksena sa tulong ng pagiging malikhain.
COVID was just like another small thing that we had to deal with, to be honest. Like, yeah. It's a very ambitious project. You know, ambitious in terms of schedule and budget and scale of the story. So to kind of have something like COVID just felt like another thing that we had to deal with, and we were in the mode of just dealing with lots of things, solving problems as we go. I mean, the main challenge for me was directing with a mask on, creating a rapport with my cast, and I was conscious that I had to be really concise and clear with my direction when maybe in the past I could lean a bit more on sort of, you know, facial expressions and trying to portray a tone. It was a challenge because we were moving at such a lightning pace. Thankfully, we had such a gracious cast.
You know, I think we were all conscious that it's the reality of the situation, and in pre-production, we definitely developed such a structural process in order to ensure everyone's safety. I mean, the other side of it was, I think it was so important to try and keep people's morale up on set, because wearing a mask 10, 11 hours a day, it's so draining. It was interesting. Like, we did a few days on location, and there were just some locations we were in that were a lot emptier than expected. Yeah.
Yeah, so trying to, you know, the challenge of trying to portray the world
as a normal
place, yeah, for the backdrop of our story world was certainly challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, having to, like, for an example, like having a scene set in the airport, and for the first time it's like, logistically, whenever would an airport be available to us to shoot? Like, it's sort of like a golden opportunity, but of course it's empty. There's no one there.
Yeah, and there were so many days when we had to have creative solutions to COVID issues, which was always fun. Like, do you remember that day? I mean, it was like the finale scene, one of the finale scenes where we had the whole main cast. It's like six cast members in one room, and our COVID safety officer was like, it can't happen because the room is too small. So I remember, like, we took the doors off the sliding door and we made the room bigger, And then like Natalie, the other director, like she blocked that cast would move in and out of the space so we could manage who was in at one time. And I think like, yeah, I think creatively solving those issues were really fun as well.
Sa isang maikling serye, tumatak ang talent at pangalan ng mga Pilipino sa film at TV industry sa Australia. Kaya mahalaga para kay Von at Melvin ang suporta ng mga kababayan sa panonood ng pinaghirapang palabas na mapapanood sa inyong telebisyon sa SBS at SBS On Demand.
You know, I don't want to tell you anything. I just watch it. And you're probably already telling all your family and friends to watch it. If you're my mom, you're already telling everybody constantly.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. You know, telling all your friends constantly to tell their friends and reminding them probably weekly. But, you know, if I've learned anything from this show is that we have such a supportive community and a community excited for this show. So I don't even think we have to try that hard to, you know, I just hope you guys enjoy it.
This has definitely been such a process for Melvin and I to have gone through. And, you know, like, I think one thing that we're so conscious of is that we're not speaking on behalf of the full Filipino community. You know, like, Filipinos are so diverse within our own culture, etc. So I think, like, I mean, one thing that I'm really proud of is that we landed on the story that feels true to us. And hopefully there's something in the show that, you know, you all love too. And it might be for you, might not be for you as well. And we all have really different experiences and different ideas of what makes up our Filipino culture. So, but yeah, I think just enjoy it for what it is. It's a great little show, great little big show with a lot of heart, a lot of laughs, and like a stellar cast. So couldn't be prouder. Hopefully it creates more space for more Filipino stories as well.
Palaging tumutok sa aming programa para sa mas marami pang kwento kung saan bida ang Pinoy. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.